What we're here to talk about today is the recent policy changes in Second Life, the Terms of Service update, which happened just a couple weeks ago, and the skill gaining policy, which I'm sure many of you know has been in the works for the last 6 months or so, but was announced, I guess, at the beginning of July. What I'm going to do is, just to sort of break this up a little bit, is I'm going to talk about the Terms of Service update first, and we'll have a couple questions about that when I'm done talking about it, and then I'll move on to the skill gaming policy because I know that the questions about that are going to be pretty different. So ask questions throughout the presentation, but I'll answer them sort of when we get to the end of their respective parts. Let's talk about, just to recap, why people were actually upset about the 2013 Terms of Service. And the 2013 Terms of Service is kind of how I'm referring to it because the changes were implemented in August of 2013. People were upset because the 2013 Terms of Service claimed too many rights. It was a very sort of a big rights grab. And when that was implemented, we saw a lot of content creators stop using Second Life as their medium of creation. People actually even left Second Life. And some third-party sites like CG Textures or Renderosity even restricted the use of their content on Second Life and said, you can't use our stuff on Second Life. People were upset because the terms of service was too broad and that it could be interpreted to be even more broad. I don't interpret it this way, but the concern was that it could be even more broad. And there were concerns over derivative works of user content, such as Machinima, that if you made a video of your own stuff on Second Life, that Linden Lab could have some claim to it. And that there were no limitations, that because the terms of service was written the way it was and had no limits to it, that creators would lose control over the things that they created in world or uploaded to the world. So about 2 weeks ago, Linden Lab changed its terms of service. And when they did, they posted a big community blog post saying that they were really happy that they had fixed the problems with the terms of service. And they were really confident that they had finally made creators happy and respected creators' rights. And so I was very curious as to what exactly that they had changed. This is what they changed right here. So really, what changed? The words in the list of the rights that you grant to Linden Lab changed order. That's really the most important thing that changed. And also a parenthetical limitation was added. And this is really important to understand. And when I say it's important to understand, it's because I don't understand it. And I don't think anybody that I know that I've talked to really understands it. I write terms of service for a living, and I don't understand what they did here. And I think this is where we need to talk about what they did and why they did it. So the important thing was this parenthetical limitation. This parenthetical limitation is what they're so proud of, that they put a limitation, because that's what a lot of people were asking for, was that the terms of service had no limitations. And that unlimited rights grab was really what bothered a lot of people. And so by adding a limitation, they thought they had fixed the terms of service. It was very clear that Linden Lab's leadership thought they had fixed people's problems. So let's go back one slide and let's look at this parenthetical limitation. It says, with respect to Second Life, in world, or otherwise on the service, as permitted by you. So this limitation limits their power to activities on the service, which is something we were asking for, And it limits their ability to use your content to the creator's permissions. So if you have done something that indicates to Linen Lab that they can't use your content, for instance, you have deleted it, or you have put restrictions on it, you know, no copy or no transfer, this indicates what the permissions should be. And so this is a great limitation. It's beautiful. But there's a problem. And here's the problem. Let's go back. They changed the words in this list of rights. They changed the order. So you have this big, long list of the rights that you grant to Linen Lab. This is not unusual. This is something that you see in any online social media site, you know, any content publishing site. You grant rights to the site. And most of these are unnecessary. But when they change the order of the words, it makes it difficult to tell where that parenthetical limitation is supposed to apply, because we can't tell if that parenthetical limitation is supposed to apply to all of those rights or just to the ones that they just changed to put on the end. For instance, you've got sell, resell, or sublicense through multiple levels. That through multiple levels only goes with sublicense. That parenthetical only applies to sublicense. And this new limitation that looks awesome goes right after this sublicense through multiple levels with respect to Second Life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when I'm looking at this from a contract drafter's standpoint, I can't tell what that new awesome limitation applies to. I can't tell if it applies to just sublicense, just sell, resell, or sublicense, or everything in the list. And if it applies to everything in the list, that'd be great. But if it doesn't apply to everything in the list, it means nothing, and it doesn't help us. And so that is the problem that we have to deal with. So that's kind of where we stand right now. As far as the concerns that people have had, the terms of service still claims too many rights. It may or may not be fixed. It's still too broad because the concern that people had about derivative works is not addressed at all. That section of the terms of service comes after this change and is not affected by it. And the no limitations concern, I don't know. It might be fixed. It might not be fixed. It really depends on what that limitation applies to. And unfortunately, what we have is that the only way to decide whether or not this poorly written parenthetical applies to the whole list or to part of the list is to argue it in court, and that's expensive. Nobody wants to be that test case. So when you have businesses like CG Textures and Renderosity and so on saying you can't use our stuff on Second Life, they're not satisfied with this change. I'm not satisfied with this change. It's incredibly poorly written, and it doesn't help the users, because how can you possibly know what is meant by this? So this is what we have right now, and I will take questions if you've got them. Moral rights are not addressed in this change, Tim. They don't discuss them. The moral rights section is an earlier part of the terms of service. It's an entirely different section. So this is going to take a little explaining. In last year's presentation, I said that on the subject of Renderosity and CG Textures, that I thought that their reactions were a little bit extreme. And she asked if anything had changed. Let me see if I understand your question correctly. If anything in my comments from last year had changed about their claims and announcements. And no, I think that they are mostly making a point. And I absolutely support them making a point. That's the best way to try to force Second Life's hand. Obviously, they're not listening to the complaints of their own users, but if they can see the effect from third parties, that third parties are specifically banning the use of their works on Second Life because of this poorly written terms of service, that speaks very powerfully. Yes, it's very hard on content creators, but it is a powerful tool. So I think that their responses were extreme, but you know, I support their ability to. Oh, I don't think I said that their reaction was unjustified. I think that their reaction was extreme in response to the terms of service change. It didn't it didn't justify that you know banning, but you know, if that is the only way to get a response from Second Life and from Lemon Lab, okay, great. That is a good tool of protest. Yes, I absolutely stand by that. Nothing changed that drastically. Yeah, I hope that was the terms of service has not changed since last year. That. I hope that answered your question. I don't know how to answer that question. I'm sorry. Whether or not these rights can be revoked is up in the air. If that parenthetical applies to all of the rights, then yes, these rights can be revoked because they're using the permissions that you give as a guideline for whether or not they have permission to use your content. If that right only applies to the last three rights or the last, you know, the sublicense right, which doesn't make any sense, but if they apply to all, then yes, it's a great limitation and you can limit their rights to use your content. If it doesn't apply to all of the rights, then it is extremely ineffective. But if it doesn't apply to all of the rights, then there is no reason for them to change the order of the list. And that's why I'm dwelling on them changing the order of the list. It's a list. It's, you know, I need you to go grocery shopping. I need you to get bread, milk, and eggs. And that makes no more sense than if I said, I need you to go grocery shopping. I need you to get milk, eggs, and bread. It's a list. The order of the list does not matter unless that parenthetical at the end only applies to one thing on the list. Yeah, Inara, that's why that stands out to me. Inara asked if Ebby Altberg has only talked about revising the terms of service to address issues of sell and resell. And that's why this stands out to me is that he's taken the sell, resell, and sublicense and moved them to the end to somehow make that parenthetical only apply to those three things. And if that is what he intended, the drafting does not accomplish that. It's poorly drafted. I don't really have a good excuse for why it's poorly drafted. The only thing that I can think of is, and I've said this before, I said this in my post about it, is that there is some kind of tremendous miscommunication between Lemon Lab leadership and Lemon Lab's legal department. And that's the only thing that I can think of, is that their leadership wants one thing, and whoever drafted this change was not able to give it to them. Talking about the ability to sell to third parties depends on what you mean, depends on whether you're talking about selling individual content to third parties. That's part of Lemon Lab's model. They've got the marketplace, they've got, you know, in-world sales. They've got to be able to sell content to third parties. It's what people do here. So they've got to be able to sell things to third parties. Okay, so Serena had asked about how Wind and Lab can claim broad rights on content copywritten outside Second Life. That's I think, a good and important question. So that's getting at the derivative works question. And this is something that I talked about fairly briefly in the big 3-hour-long terms of service discussion a year ago. I don't think there is a problem with derivative work such as Machinima. I think people are concerned about it, and I understand their concern because the terms of service is written fairly poorly. But while you could interpret the terms of service to grab rights over all derivative works such as Machinima, I don't think that would hold up anywhere ever. It just would not. I don't think that's a problem. As long as it is not something that you have uploaded to Second Life, which brings it in under this terms of service umbrella, or something that has Second Life's trademarked content in it, like you have taken a video of something having to do with Second Life, that Second Life itself, and it has branded with Second Life. If it's just, like Bryn O has those beautiful Machinima of her artwork and her beautiful creations, I can't imagine that those are covered by the terms of service. The copyright laws simply do not cover the amount of Linden Lab created stuff that is in those. There's such a tiny, tiny amount of stuff that Linden Lab created that they could claim. I just don't see. Yeah, laws trump terms of service in that area. I don't see that that's a problem. It highlights the poorly written policy. It's incredibly poorly written policy. Hypothetically, it's something that people could go to court about and fight over, but given that over and over again, Linden Lab's leadership has also said that they don't think that things like Machinima are affected by the terms of service, I don't see this being a problem. And yes, I do think that, of course, Linden Lab needs to fix the terms of service so it's not as poorly written and it doesn't give people this confusion. But I don't think this is a problem. And this is just my opinion, which, that's worth what you paid for it. So I will stop digressing. I think that's all the questions. Did I miss anyone's? Yeah, Inara, there's a number of ways that you could make that a lot more clear. You could remove the parentheses. You could rewrite that section so that the limitation is more clear. There's a number of ways that you could make it clear what that section, that little parenthetical limitation, actually applies to. I don't know what it applies to, and it is very confusing. They could have written it a lot better. As far as, does the recent terms of service actually change anything, or is it all too vague? It's all too vague. I don't know if it actually changes anything. It could change something, and it could make things a whole lot better, or it could change absolutely nothing.